Welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, where we teach the Word of God. You will also hear about world news and how it relates to Bible prophecy, plus interviews and testimonials from men and women of God who have devoted their lives to serving Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, without further ado, let's get to our hosts, Ray Gauthier and Adrian Scott.
Hey, gang, it's Ray Gauthier with my buddy, Adrian Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing quite well.
And you are on Vancouver Island, as usual, and I am out here in Arizona. And you are on Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, on YouTube, Rumble, and now Truth and Testimony, the broadcast podcast, where you can hear us on multiple platforms like Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Wherever there's a podcast platform, just search Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, and you will find us. That's right. We're expanding, aren't we there, buddy?
Yes, that was one of the big plans that we had been talking about doing on the channel, was the idea of starting a podcast, just because, you know, it reaches a bit more of a wider audience, right? Not everyone has the ability to sit there and watch videos. Well, maybe they're driving around in a vehicle or something. Now you have the option to go and you can get the podcast and listen to us that way. For those that, you know, are into the video thing, absolutely. We're going full steam ahead on the YouTube and the Rumble thing. So we've got all that happening. I have started uploading, if you hadn't seen it already, my Israel videos, which are complete. The next one will be going up very soon. Tomorrow by the date of this recording. And they get longer. Each one gets longer than the last one.
As long as you're not singing in it, we're okay.
There might be a teeny bit of singing, but I put heavy reverb on it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I did watch the first one, and for those of you that haven't seen it, it is up on our Truth and Testimony, the broadcast YouTube channel, and of course Rumble, and wherever we can else jam. You will not hear that on the podcast, obviously, because it's a visual. You need to be able to see it.
Yeah, so the entire thing is a video and photo slideshow, so it does not lend itself to an audio recording.
Yeah, and you know what? I enjoyed the first one that you did there, and I know the other ones are just going to get better. I mean, that's I think it's kind of obvious, but you could kind of hear and see the excitement in your voice, because especially, you know, the one thing that I really enjoyed was that one image that you did of looking through the window on the plane. Okay. Yeah. It didn't look real to me. Like, for the first time, it didn't look real. That camera, your phone, takes incredible pictures. It, I don't know how many cameras it's got on that thing, but you were zoomed in looking out the window. And as you were zooming out, you could see that man's head sitting there like that. And I thought that was like a green screen effect. You know what I mean? I didn't know that was a real image that you were looking at. So, yeah. But right from there, where you're looking out the window and you're looking at Tel Aviv as you're coming in, that must have been a really thrilling experience. And I'm kind of glad that you made all those videos. And yeah, looking forward to seeing all of them. How many in total?
In total, there's 7 videos, but really? 2 had already been put up. That was the stuff that was me leaving Vancouver Island. That was video number 1. And then being in Abbotsford and making my way out to Vancouver Airport. That was video number 2.
Right.
And one that obviously just went up, which was our arrival in Israel. That is video number 3. So there's still 4 more to go.
Right. You know, there's one thing I wanted to ask you that I forgot to ask you. What different kinds of birds did you hear when you were out there?
You know what? I don't know that I actually put it in the photo slideshow. I don't think I put it in any of the videos. Maybe I'll throw it up just as a still image on YouTube and Rumble. But they had crows there, because, I mean, crows are something we have a high prevalence of where I'm at. And, but it was so weird, because for us, the crows that we have, as well as we have ravens as well, but the crows that we have are just these jet black birds. They're just solid black, but all of these crows, they sounded exactly the same. The mannerism was exactly the same, but they were all, black, but they had like a gray chest.
Right.
it was just weird to see that they had, you know, this gray stripe down their body. All of them were the same. It wasn't a one-off. They all looked that way. And it just was like, you know, that was interesting to me that they're all crows, but ours are solid black. And these ones have all of them have these gray stripes. So that was kind of interesting. Other than that, I mean, a lot of the birds were the same. We saw pigeons. We got pigeons around here too. I think the bigger thing was probably in Tel Aviv on the beach. We did see a lot of, I don't know if they were, I'm not exactly sure what type of bird they are, but there are some kind of like heron or crane or something along that line.
Yeah.
And we don't see all of those around here.
So did you hear any particular birds that had a really nice song to them that you weren't used to hearing?
Nothing that I wasn't used to hearing, really? Like little swallows and stuff like that.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because
swallow makes.
Yeah, no. The reason why I'm asking is because I was listening to someone do an interview from Jerusalem, and you could hear this bird doing this do-do-do-do-do-do, and I'm like, oh, that's new. I've never heard that before. So that's why I thought
ringtone.
What? It wasn't a ringtone.
No, I mean, there were other things around, so I don't know. I never even really paid attention to much of that, so. If you were going to hear anything like that in any of my videos, it would probably be in video number 6, because that is where I'm in Ophel Garden in the old city in Jerusalem.
Okay. And
just taking some panoramic shots and stuff. So there's not me talking. You just get to listen to the background noises. So if you're going to hear any birds, that would probably be the one to hear it.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's going to be a really good series, and I really recommend everyone check it out. I guess you'll be uploading them. Just the best way to find out that you don't, the best way not to miss these is to subscribe to the channel. And when you do subscribe, hit that little bell button, which enables you to receive all of the updates, or should I say the. You'll get the notification when a new video is uploaded. And it's always good to check back once in a while. I've noticed and some, I don't know what it is, but sometimes YouTube will unsubscribe people, and I've had this happen before, so it's always best. Just check back. You don't want to miss this series. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, the one thing I would add is as far as those notification thing goes, so I'm not 100% sure if it's similar or what the environment is like on Rumble. But on YouTube, you basically have three options, which is no notifications. I think they call it personalized notifications, and then all notifications. And the important thing is hit that one that says all notifications, because I've heard from a lot of people, particularly if you're dealing with not as popular content. Getting the personalized notifications, they just get buried anyways, and you don't actually get notified. So you just want to hit all notifications.
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing 20 videos a day, so you're not going to get spammed with notifications, you know. It's a video every other day. As often as we can get them up, but not so frequent enough that it would be a bother.
Yeah, we should probably talk a little bit about the reasoning behind the podcast idea. We wanted, I wish we could have done this a long time ago, like back in the day when we were doing our radio shows, remember? That would have been just ideal. Yeah. Now it's so easy to set these up because everything, and I hate to say this, because AI is involved with everything, all you really have to do is set up your feed, set up your email, and then submit it, and it'll send it to all these different platforms and tell you which one accepted it, which one didn't, which one wants to talk to you. I mean, it's all computerized.
Yeah.
And it just gives us an opportunity to just get the message, get the gospel out as much as possible. Because these days that we're living in right now are crazy, especially with all the prophecies. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it. All these prophecies about the bigger solar eclipse tomorrow and how it's going to be right over the Madrid fault line. And there's meanings. I don't know if you heard that, but apparently the path that the eclipse is going to be traveling, I guess it's going to start in Ontario or north, and it's going to head its way south, evidently. Yeah. And it's going to pass through towns that are all biblical names, like Nineveh and Salem, which is short for Jerusalem. And then there's another one. they're all biblical names. It's just really strange. It's almost hard to believe that that's a coincidence. But we should really keep our eyes open on what's going on. But yeah, we were discussing that. Oh, anyway, I brought the idea to Adrian and told him, hey, you know what? We're trying this podcast thing out on the other's channel. It's working really well. It's so easy to set up now and so easy to do. And we decided, you know what? This is the way to do it because we originated, both of us, behind the microphone. So I think only fitting that
I wanted to make.
What's that?
I just said that was a big point that I wanted to make, was the fact that really our history and our background, and me in particular, was in audio, not video. So,
yeah,
you know, that's a lot of the learning curve and the delay on stuff has been, at least for me on my part, a crash course in self-educating myself on editing video and working with video, you know, so the background was definitely in audio, so which lends it to more likely of us doing something like a podcast rather than a video channel. But, you know, the videos are up and running. I'm getting used to it now. So if we can do that and include a podcast, why not? Because, yeah, I agree with you. You want to hit as wide an audience as you possibly can, especially in these crazy times.
And the nice thing about a podcast, we could do a roundtable or something like that on YouTube or on Rumble, and we're going to upload the videos at a decent quality, at least 1080p. Some smaller phones, some lesser functional phones will not be able to stream that because it's too big. I know someone that has a flip phone and they can't watch any videos on there. However, with the flip phone, they can hear the podcast, which is really cool because it streams it at a lower bit rate. So that's one of the reasons why we're doing the podcast, so we can reach everybody, even those that have those little smart watches. You could just do, 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 and click it and it'll play it. And it doesn't take barely any data whatsoever, the podcast. That's the nice thing about it. So again, it's the equivalent of having a radio station and a TV station and an online station. We're streaming to all these different audiences because, well, I don't know, we're going for broke. We just want to do the best we can.
The idea is, I mean, as we will be continuing to do our video content on YouTube and on Rumble, that will continue. As I was mentioning in one of my previous videos, you know, right now I'm on an upload schedule to get the rest of these Israel trip videos up. After that, I still have intentions of getting back to, I've got my series going of creation and evolution, and also my one for Hebrew roots. So both of those are going to continue. And that's all video content exclusive. However, we're going to do some podcast exclusive. Sorry. And the nice thing is we have the ability to kind of flip both of those things around. So when we have some video content where maybe it's a Bible break or something like that, and we're doing a reading of a particular chapter in the Bible, that is very easy to convert into a podcast format, and we can make that available to our podcast listeners. But we also do have the option because we're going to do some podcast exclusive shows, but we can take those podcasts and have them uploaded to YouTube and Rumble, just for those that, you know, so everyone will have access to everything. It's just, what you just find your preference and go with that. But the access will work both ways.
I would say the only thing that you probably won't hear on the podcast is like a video specifically for like a visual, like the series that you're doing, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we're not simulcasting it, right? Here, listen to this on your stereo and watch it on your TV. Remember?
Harry David Mulligan.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember back in the day they would do that? They would simulcast it to the FM radio and we turn it on. And that was actually fun. I think they also did that with Friday night videos as well.
They did. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hating yourselves a little bit there, but.
The fact is that we've been around for a little bit, I don't feel all that old. I think we got plenty of air left in our tires, so we're doing all right. So Yeah, I'm really excited about the podcast idea. And like I said, if there's something that we upload on that you're not hearing on the podcast, that's on Rumble, it's because it is strictly a visual. But a majority of the stuff, if you hear it on the podcast, you know it's also, if you hear it on the podcast, you know it's on YouTube for sure, 100%. Because I noticed that when you do your readings, you'll put the scripture up, which is a good idea to do. And you found, like, when I would do these Bible breaks, I would do that too. But I was using a software where I had to put every verse in separately every time I would read it. And that was so time consuming. And I noticed that the way you're doing it, I know the one text edit plugin, if you want to call it that, yeah, that it opens up and you can actually have the entire chapter right in front of you and you just read it off. And I'm like, okay, that works. I can do that too. So we're super excited to see where that's going to go. If you do find us on your favorite podcast platform or host, feel free to follow us so you also get notifications when a new podcast comes up. Rate us if you could. Let us know what you think. Leave a review or put a rating on there, because that will also help others find us. I do believe it's very same as YouTube and other social media platforms. The algorithms are shared amongst others if you're enjoying it. So be sure to rate it and also follow it. And we'll try not to let you down.
No, that's the idea. So, I mean, the one thing I think I can speak for you on this one as well is an idea that, you know, neither one of us are happy with the idea of putting up second-rate content.
No.
You know, so that if we're going to do something, we're going to take the time to do it as good as we can. Now, it may not be the greatest thing in the world. I'm still learning the whole video side of stuff, and you know, my editing skills are limited with video and there, but I do the best that I can, and I don't want to compromise that, because the reason I'm doing it, which is our creator in heaven, is much too important to just sit there and mail in our performance or what we're doing, you know, the effort that we're putting into it.
Right. I'm interested to see what you're going to end up doing if you do like a podcast exclusive. And the neat thing about it is that you can still put that up as a video up on our YouTube channel, but you just put a thumbnail in there. And it would be interesting to see. I'm interested to see what you're going to come up with, because I know when you get to the editing software and you can do the editing and you can get in there and put, you can get very creative, because I remember when we were doing our 80s show, and you would do a little, like, we would start sharing these little segments where you'd put this little segment together about this one particular band, and you do a little montage of stuff, or you do like a short little discumentary, right, of little clips, whatever. You started doing a lot more of that. And that's definitely where your strengths are. I mean, there's no doubt that you're going to get stronger in your video editing. I mean, everybody does when you work at it. And you got the eye for it too. I mean, back in the day, you used to volunteer working cameras at a cable place, and I did the same thing. So the funny thing is, we've all kind of done the same thing, both you and I. So it's, yeah. And also,
in going back, I mean, I had a limited history with being a camera operator and even being a switcher in the control. You know, go to camera one now, you know, and do all that stuff.
I
played around with a little bit of lighting, so I understood the basics of, you know, key light and fill light and flood and all that stuff. The one thing that I had never done was video editing. And of course, here I am now in an environment where I'm doing video editing. So I guess I can add that to the arsenal. But so, you know, it's not like there wasn't a little bit of history with that stuff, which sounds like it was similar for you, but definitely audio was the bigger one. And I've always had, I think, you know, at the risk of sounding immodest, I think I've always had pretty good ideas for doing stuff, and I'm not afraid to put in an effort to research those things and actually piece it together and do it well.
Yeah.
Where I have lacked, has been the ability to actually convert it into a media format, whether it was, you know, an audio file or a video file or something, but I've been learning that as well. So hopefully we can continue that trend, and the channels, the videos and the podcasts will just get better and better.
They are.
Goes on.
They are going to get better. We're going to do a lot more. One thing that I wanted to announce, for the last, well, I think it's been 12 years now. I've been, hosting another YouTube channel that shared my experiences out on the highways as a truck driver, sharing also the gospel whenever I had a chance. That's kind of where Bible Break originated from, and we thought we might as well branch it off over to Truth and Testimony. But lately, I have just been noticing that for whatever reason it is, the popularity of the channel has been going down. I mean, for example, I just uploaded my final video and people were unsubscribing. So, I mean, it's, you can't help but laugh at this. Like, okay, this couldn't be more of a clear sign that my days are definitely were numbered doing that. I mean, I've been doing it for 12 years and I put up some pretty good content. If you were to go back and watch an original video, the first one, you'd laugh compared to one.
Sorry to interrupt, but that is important to note that as you were explaining to me, all of that content is going to stay online. So you can go back and look at that stuff.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm going to leave it up as an archive. But I just made the decision on the last video that that was going to be the last videos I was going to be making on that channel, because I want to completely. I mean, yes, the gospel was being shared over there and I did have my Bible breaks and I did, you know, the channel was clean and there was topic about the Lord, but I want to dedicate 100% of my time and the talent that God's given me to doing his work. And that means nothing to do with secularism at all. I mean, it's actually quite funny that I say this, because I almost sound like a hypocrite, because the last video I just put up, it's got three really good secular songs in it, or four of them anyway. And the reason why I did that, I hate to say it, well, it was to please those that were watching it, because it was the final video. Like, I was going to go out with a bang, and that's exactly what I did. But I decided, and I don't really know if too many people will be affected by that, or if they're going to be sad by that, or, you know, if they just, you know, they're just tired of the channel, because like I said, the popularity's gone down. People unsubscribe when you're uploading a new video. It just kind of makes you laugh in a way, but it's more confirmation that it's time, you know, it's time to hang it up. So I will be leaving that up as an archive for sure. But we will be doing our work here alongside with Adrian Scott full time now on Truth and Testimony and the podcast, and just digging right in there and getting the message out as much as possible, and just completely 100% active in whatever is uploaded regarding video, whatever is uploaded regarding audio. It's all going to be for the glory of God. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel good about that.
It's a good cause.
Sure is.
That's pretty safe to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I'd like to reiterate the fact that I am not, I've actually never been a big fan of even having my picture taken. And here I am plastering my face all over these videos on YouTube. I am way out of my comfort zone. I am way out of what I like to do, but again, the subject matter and what it's about and why we're doing it is just much too important for me to hide. If I have something to say, one of these days I'll have to do a little bit of a, maybe I might even do that sooner rather than later, but a video just on my own personal testimony, because I've mentioned the fact that, you know, for the first good portion of my life, At the best, I would say I was agnostic. I don't think I would ever define myself as atheist. Because I mean, I kind of semi-jokingly say around, but I do mean it, because it was true, that it's not a case of I denied that there was a God, but more I just didn't want anything to do with God. You know, it really wasn't very real to me. Yeah. And, you know, there were circumstances that happened in my life, kind of almost this effect of dominoes tipping over that led from me being there to where I am now. And yourself, Ray, you play a big role in that. And there was a lot of things that were happenstance that of me even going to broadcast school, where if we hadn't both gone to that broadcast school, we'd not know each other today. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't in this stuff. You were probably the biggest catalyst of me actually becoming a believer in the first place. So, you know, I can never thank you enough for that, on a personal note. But if all those things prior to that hadn't happened, then that wouldn't have occurred, you know? So it's an interesting testimony. And I would just, the hint that I'll drop is there's probably more than one occasion I can think of, and I'm not overstating this. I mean this legitimately, that I probably should not have survived, including a drug overdose at one point. You know, so it does affirm to me how important it is to do what I'm doing now, despite the fact that it's not my comfort zone, because I think that a lot of things, God was preserving me and he was keeping me around because he had a job for me to do. And I think that this is it, or this connects to it in some way. And, you know, as much as I might like to be Jonah and get on the boat and head in the opposite direction, you know, I have to have some gratitude and appreciation for what the Father has done in my life. Not just me, but also my family.
You know, it's funny. I wanted to mention too that here is a guy that really hates making phone calls, and I invite him to come aboard on Truth and Testimony and put him on a camera. It's like he's right out of his comfort zone. But the funny thing is,
almost to a phobic level. So the fact, really, everyone appreciate the fact that I'm here, because this is almost at a phobic level that I don't like doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And I know I sound friendly and smiley and everything, but I'm really having to make a real effort to do that.
You know what you're going to have to do, though? You're going to have to grab one of those shows that we did on CKNS. I don't care which one it is. Just grab one segment and grab a piece out of that. And we're on an update. We're going to have to listen to a little bit of that. Yeah. Just to show what happens when you and I get on a mic live, unscripted. Something changes when we both get behind these mics, and there's a comfort level there that, well, I think it's more of a professionalism that kicks in than whether or not we're worried about being on there. And I do want to apologize for the sniffling. This is a terrible time of the year for me. There's just so many allergies in the air, or should I say pollen and dust and everything. And I have a really difficult life. Yeah, I have a very difficult life breathing. If anyone has, if you're watching the video portion of this, of this conversation, I have a very nice big nose. No, it's totally flat and I can hardly breathe through it as it is. And no, I was not a boxer, even though I used to, my mom taught me really good how to box. I used to duck a lot. She used to go, "Sit still, I can't get you." So, but,
I said, "Stop moving so much."
Yeah. Yeah. I know I used to frustrate my mom, and I don't blame her one bit at all. Just being an annoying little guy there. But, yeah.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
Yeah. So, what else can we share with you?
Well, if I may.
Yeah.
There's one thing I was going to mention, because I've hinted at this at the past. I'm still interested in doing this. And I'd mentioned that, you know, there were certain things that had to fall into place in order for this idea to work, but it looks like some of those pieces are starting to move. It's not going to be next week or next month. It'll be down the road. I am tentatively hoping that we might be able to arrange something and maybe give it a trial run in 2024, but it's the idea of doing a live stream of some kind. You know, I still like that idea. Just to it as much of an introvert as I am, okay, so this is a weird thing about my personality and how I am. It's actually funny because we think there may be an undiagnosed condition, but legitimately, but it's not diagnosed, so I can't claim it and I don't want to, but there's a lot of,
and I don't want to,
there's a lot of check marks that occur.
Yeah.
One of the things is I, as we mentioned a little bit with the phone call thing and with microphones and cameras and just getting out there and doing it. If I need to initiate communication, and this is that idea where Ray was mentioning, you know, making phoning people. If I'm the one that is initiating, it is exceedingly difficult for me. I find it a lot easier if people are coming to me. I like interacting with people when they come to me. So that's what, because I actually work in a retail store, and I think that's what makes it work is I'm sitting in my office. They're coming to me.
So you would not be a very good door-to-door salesman.
Not even in the slightest.
No,
not even remotely. So the idea of doing the videos is at this point, I kind of pass it off in my head. Like, I'm not going to people. You all are coming to the channel and checking out the content. So you're coming to me. And it's a similar idea with a live stream. I love interacting with people. And if we're sitting there and we're just, you know, it's almost like we're just have a table set up at a convention center and people are coming up and saying hi. That's kind of how I view a live stream. And if people pop in and they want to say hi and ask questions, I'm all about that. And, you know, if we can set up an environment of doing that, it may encourage more people to get involved and actually ask questions. Because I'm one of those crazy guys. I'll tackle just about any issue. Nothing's really off limit for me. The only reason that we might not hit something, at least traditionally, has been that we'd end up getting ourselves in trouble with YouTube.
So, yeah. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that time that we were invited, because we're both broadcast graduates from Columbia Academy. This was a broadcast school that was in Vancouver at one time. I don't think they exist anymore.
They folded, unfortunately.
Probably due to the amount of success they had. I'm being very facetious by saying that. They at one time had invited us to come and talk at a class. Remember, they invited us to come and talk and share with them our big success, because we were doing the 80s show, and the 80s show was a huge success, maybe not financially, but production wise, quality wise, popularity. It was on lots of stations. It was doing very well. I don't know how many stations we had. We must have had at least at one time 100 stations downloading it. Terrestrial, internet. I seem to
remember it was about 150. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot. So I can't remember how they found us. I don't remember, but I do know that they emailed us and we said, yeah, we'd be happy to go there. And you're fine with that. We stood in front of the classroom. And the one part that stands out to me that was so funny, they're asking us, like, the one thing you don't ask, but they did. One student asks, so how much money do you guys make? Do you remember the answer we gave them?
Actually, I don't remember that. Yeah, one thing I should point out, that's a great example right there. I was absolutely mortified. I was terrified. You look
fine
at doing that. I put on a good show, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I think, well, because I was petrified.
Hmm. Well, you know what? Maybe we fed off of each other. I mean, because I think we both, you know, complimented each other quite well in that situation. You know, we told them what they wanted to, you know, we told them the good, the bad, and the ugly. And when it came to the part of the money part, we just said, well, there isn't a whole lot of money in this, right? We weren't lying, right? Yeah. It's like, you're really going to have to work your buns off. And I said, the money that I make is through my radio imaging, like behind the microphone. But as for the show that we're doing this because we love it. And I remember saying that. And it's popular and it's fun out there. So that's not, these are students that are hoping to hear, we make $100,000 a year and this is what you can expect to get. Well, we were honest with them, and you could just tell the instructors, like, that's not the answer you're supposed to give them.
Yeah.
But that was fun. But in that situation, we were both standing up in front of the class. There must have been about 20 or 25 students in there, and you know what? You would have never known that your legs were going like that. You're fine.
I think you might have been standing, but I was sitting down because, I don't think I would have been capable of standing at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do remember that was actually quite flattering to even be asked to come in there and do that. But, yeah.
Part of that was because.
Anyway, onto the live streaming. That live streaming idea sounds really cool.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, as far as that Columbia thing goes, I mean, part of that was the fact that we were really pioneering in a lot of sense because. Up to that point, success in radio was based around the terrestrial model. So you mm-hmm. get onto an FM station, or at that point, the satellite stuff was just kind of up and coming. So you get on one of those. Whereas we kind of came at it from the back door by doing it on the internet, and we were using the internet to launch into these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the different approach to it. And we're continuing to do that. But now the internet is just so much more accessible and you have so many more options, including podcasts and videos and live streams. And
everybody and their dog looks like a radio DJ on YouTube. They all have their microphone in their face and their headphones on. And, you know, they're all wannabe DJs out there. And, you know, congratulations for what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Just cloud it around, baby. It's a little example of it won't distort.
You got to have a little bit of fun.
Oh, you do. You do. That's the whole point. This is the sort of stuff that we did when we were on the mics, the ad-libbing stuff. And I don't know what's the hand thing here. I noticed you do that, too.
You know, it's like,
you got a little Italian in you.
There is some Italian in there.
Yeah.
In fact, so far as I know, I am French, German, and a small part Ukrainian.
Oh, okay. So when you're doing this, we just have to put a little bit of dough in your hands, and we can get you making a pizza.
When the moon hits your eye, yes.
Yeah. Well, and you never know. Maybe one of these days we'll have a chance to get together and do a little of a show that we haven't done in a long time of some of our favorite Christian music. We obviously will not go to the secular side because we're trying to get away from that, because we always have fun with that. But lots of fun stuff coming up on Truth and Testimony, whether it's on the YouTube channel or on the podcast. And if you have a suggestion or something that you would like to hear, whether it's readings, whether it's conversation, dialogue, whatever it might be, you can send those questions or suggestions to Truth and Testimony email. At gmail.com, Truth and Testimony email at gmail.com, or you can leave it in the comment section below any of one of our videos, because we monitor those.
I've said before, I don't necessarily get in there every day and look at comments, but I get in as often as I can, and I do read what's there. So,
yeah. Well, friend, anything else you wanted to touch on at all?
I guess I would probably just close with saying that again. We're going to have now, for a number of reasons, more content coming, and that's going to be both in the video form and in the podcast form. And there's those big things that we're still looking at for the future to just continue to try to grow this community, and including stuff like the live streams, but there's other ideas that we're floating around. So, you know, there's lots of room for growth, and we're just getting better as we're doing it. So Yeah, I think there's some exciting things coming up. And in the meantime, you know, we're sharing the gospel, and that's ultimately what it's about. Put all the fancy lights and the whatever beside. It's about the word of God and communicating it, talking about it, living it out in our lives, sharing it with others. And that's absolutely what we're here for.
Absolutely. Well, I couldn't have said that any better. Well, friends, it's been a real pleasure having you guys viewing and listening to us. And we're planning to do, like I said, more of these updates and maybe even get into some roundtable conversations, maybe with a few other guests that are specialists in their fields. We would also like to get on Sean McGill on here and do a little roundtable with him, because he's been busy, and it would be nice to hear from him. Actually, it would be really cool if he came on and shared his testimony, and we can just drill him with all these questions. That would be cool. I know. Yep. He'd feel right at home about that.
And you know, I one thing I do find is
maybe not. I don't know.
But every believer that I have encountered has a remarkable personal testimony. Mm-hmm. And I have not found an exception to that yet.
Yeah.
So everyone's got an amazing story to tell.
And yeah. I've got a pretty interesting testimony myself. I don't think I've ever shared it with anybody. Just growing up in a very interesting household where my dad was a body man, he was a pool hustler, and we didn't live in the same place more than 1 year, and we were all over the country, 12 different schools, being picked on, bullied. Yep. But yet I'm still not torturing little animals, right? So I obviously, God got me through it.
Yeah,
he gave me the strength to get through it. That's one thing that I'm very grateful to have, and that is a tremendous amount of strength. And maybe I was given that strength when I was younger so I could deal with the bigger, more serious issues that happened later in my life. I really don't know. But yeah. All of us are unique.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, one thing for you that's similar for me is that idea that even when we may not have been in a particular relationship with him, he was still working in our lives.
Yeah.
And knowing what was coming in the future that we wouldn't have been aware of, you know, I mean, that's one great thing about humanity, right? We can look back in hindsight on a lot of stuff and see it, but it's the ability to see ahead. Yeah. Because yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's all the same to him. So,
yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, friend, I hope you have a good rest of your weekend, and I'm looking forward to the rest of your videos. Those are going to be good.
Yep. Like I said, as of this video getting recorded, the next one will be going up tomorrow, and then probably a couple of days after that, and I'll just keep going until they're all up.
All right. Do you want to close with a little prayer or something, or the?
Yeah, we can do that.
See, I'm still new at all this stuff. What is that prayer called again?
Well, I just, as a general blessing, I'm not sure if there's a particular term for it.
It's called the blessing.
Like I said, I don't know if there's a specific term for it, but it's kind of an opening in Hebrew culture. A lot, they'll have different blessings and prayers for a number of different things. Like they've got a huge assortment of that, but a lot of them will start with this same element. So whether it has its own name or not, I'm not sure, but it is a big piece of a lot of prayers and blessings. And it is just Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. And I would just say, thank you, Father, that you have preserved and kept me alive, kept us alive for just such a time as this, that we may serve you, that we may be messengers of your word and to share your word and your promises and your desires and your love for all of us to the best of our ability in these formats and platforms that we have access to now. And I just thank you that we can be here and that you have brought us here to have that ability to do that.
Dear Lord, I also close with just thanking you for just another opportunity to work with my brother, Adrian. You knew what you were doing back in 1992 when you brought us together as friends. And we're still going strong, and that's because of you. And Lord, we pray and ask that you would help us to be good stewards to the platforms, to the media outlets that you've given us, that we would convey your word and share the truth and without question, and that you would help us, Lord, to do what is your will, and that you would draw the right people here as well. And if there's any time at all that we're ever in error, Lord, I pray you bring it to our attention, and we will humbly accept that and correct that. But we thank you for this opportunity, because, Lord, this is a privilege to do this. This is a privilege. And we thank you for that. And I thank you for that. And I know Adrian does as well. Would you please bless our entire families and everyone that is listening today? We pray in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
In his name. Amen.
All right, friend. Blessings. And we'll talk to you soon. And everybody else out there, don't forget to subscribe and follow the podcast, and so you don't miss one future update or upload. Take care. Bye for now.
Shalom. Bye for now.
You've been watching Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. If you have a comment, please leave it on the bottom of this video or email us at truthandtestimonyemail@gmail.com. Again, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, is not affiliated with Truth and Testimony magazine.